Kurt and Kate Mornings, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. here on Moody Radio Florida.
Here's today's moment from the show.
September 29th, Wednesday, happy National Coffee Day.
I've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
And a Dignity Roasters, too.
Yes.
Now, it has been a while since we have highlighted Dignity Roasters and what's going on with this wonderful organization based in Ocala. So we said, all right. It was founded by Ken and Wendy Cabertle. And Wendy is available this morning. So we thought, you know what, let's just give her a call on National, you know, Coffee Day. And so here we go. Happy National Coffee Day to Wendy. Wendy, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on again. It's been a while.
It's been far too long. We're thinking, oh, man, this is the Great Omission. You've heard of the Great Commission. This is the Great Omission. We haven't had you guys back with us in a long, long time. How you doing?
We're doing great. Even though we haven't been on the air, you guys are great supporters of us, and we appreciate you.
Well, you know, people rave about the coffee, the Kurt and Kate Mornings coffee blend. We're big fans of it for obvious reasons. Not just that. I mean, it's just fantastic coffee, but you have hooked us up with that and a lot of listeners as well. And so it's exciting to see what's going on. All right. So for folks who don't know the backstory, you know, radio's catch as catch can. Maybe they didn't join us the last time around. And they're like, okay, well, how did Dignity Roasters come to be? What's happening with the Wear Gloves ministry and all of this, kind of the umbrella over everything? Mm-hmm. I never get tired of hearing this story. Give us this backstory of how it all started.
Sure. Well, Dignity Roasters is an initiative of what we do at Wear Gloves. And Wear Gloves is a nonprofit ministry that allows folks in need to come in to our facility, to get to work, to learn some job skills. One of the skills that they can learn is how to work with food. They can become food handling certified, and the way they do that is by working with coffee. It's a training tool that we use to help folks who are distressed. Many of our clients are homeless, and it helps them learn some skills and move forward.
You know what, you guys got the idea for this because you were living a rather cushy life, right? I mean, you guys had some corporate type jobs, making good money, going on vacations every year, you know, doing the normal types of things. But then you had a moment, you and your husband, where you're like, wait a minute. We need to reevaluate as followers of Jesus what he may be telling us to do. And so you were traveling the country and all that. Go ahead and give us that story. It's a good one.
Sure. Yeah, we were living, I guess you would call it the American dream, you know, living this cushy life, like you said. And it just felt very unbalanced. You know, at the end of the week when we were exhausted and tired from consuming and having it be all about us, we would go to church and give back to the Lord in our exhaustion. And we definitely weren't giving him our first fruits. And we wanted to just live a more balanced life and a life more focused on him and loving God and loving his people. So we sold everything. We gave it all up and we moved into an RV with our young daughter. We traveled around the country for 4.5 years and we just immersed ourselves in the culture of poverty. We didn't know much about how people in different subcultures in our country live, how they get along, where they get their resources from. And we felt called to work with the poor. And so we felt like first we needed to learn. We needed them to teach us about this lifestyle. And so that's what we did.
So it is possible to have the right motive, but in the execution of it, of doing what you do, it's really easy to miss the mark. It's almost as if, what's the phrase I'm looking for? A title of a Moody book, When Helping Hurts.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You guys had to learn that whole, you know, lesson, that principle, didn't you?
That's exactly right. We spent a lot of time with the folks that we were trying to serve, learning how it felt to stand in food lines and receive charity and what actually worked and what didn't work, what was sustainable, what made true change. And we learned easily that, you know, Jesus is the only element of true change, but we can do things on this side of heaven that help direct people towards him who can ultimately be the change.
Yeah.
Helping people with their temporal needs is very important. We know that's true, but you have to bring the heat, so to speak. In other words, you have to tell them why you're reaching out to help them out, and you've got to give them the gospel, because if not, then you're not giving them anything of eternal value. Souls are at stake here.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Earthly needs are important, but they're not eternal.
All right, so Wendy's going to be hanging out with us for a few more minutes here. We've got a link up at Curtain Cape Mornings for Dignity Roasters. If you'd like to check out their coffee, by purchasing their coffee, what you're doing is you're investing in ministry and you're helping people and you're changing lives. And this is a very big deal. Can you see why we love the good folks at Dignity Roasters so very much? It's not just because they have a fantastic coffee blend they make for us, Curtain Cape Mornings Coffee.
Which is tasty.
Which is very tasty. We're grateful. It's because we love partnering with them because they have a heart for Jesus and they have a heart for people. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Amen.
And they're doing that well. Dignity Roasters is just a part of what's going on with Wear Gloves. And Ken and Wendy Cabertle are the founders of this wonderful organization. And Wendy is with us here this morning. And Dignity Roasters provides the Curtain Cape Mornings coffee blend that we all know and love. Patrick texted us.
Yeah, Patrick texted and he said that he's been subscribed to Dignity Roasters for a while. Great coffee they send monthly. Great for gifts, too. Yes.
Yay. There's our testimonial, one of many that we could present here. Mm. Wow. Wendy, are you feeling the love this morning?
I am. Happy National Coffee Day. This is great.
This is wonderful. Did you guys recently move into a new facility?
We did. It's been about a year and a half, but, you know, it's been a while since we talked. So, yes, we are expanding and growing and purchasing our own property, not paying rent, you know, releasing that overhead so that we can help more folks in need.
Okay, well, tell us the backstory behind this. I'm always interested in how God works. It's endlessly fascinating for me. We've got the backstory for the ministry itself. But in opening the doors for a better facility and all of that, you guys probably, more than likely, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm probably right, you were praying about it. Lord, would you lead us to the right place at the right time? Tell us what happened with this.
Absolutely, yes. We had been looking for a property to purchase for a very long time. We knew we wanted to be close to where our clients were receiving other services, on the bus line, close to where they're camping and living. You know, the location had to be pretty specific. Prices are going up like crazy right now. You know, so it was a long and prayerful search. And then one of our board members came forward and said, you know what? I'm gonna purchase this property for you. You can pay me back in 5 years interest free. We're just going to go do it. Cause we had debated about this property. Can we afford it? Can we do this? And then, you know, God just shows up and says, we've been praying and we're just going to make this happen.
That's great.
God just, you know, shows up miraculously all the time. So we are now able to see over 100 folks every week on our campus. Some of them are working different, you know, we have manufacturing partners all over Marion County that outsource work to our campus so that our folks can come and learn employability skills so that they can become comfortable again listening to a boss and working with peers and showing up to work on time and all of those basic employability skills that they've maybe forgotten or maybe were never taught. So they come on our campus and we show them how to be employable, but we also have wraparound services. We have recovery coaching and we have mental health counseling and we have art recovery and we have so many other services to come alongside them and make sure they have the right classes and that they have a bus pass. And so it's basic case management for a lot of folks in our town who really are ready to move forward and to see what God has for them next.
I may be overly ambitious. I may be running ahead of God. I've been known to do that from time to time. I'm learning to get better at that. But can you see these types of facilities, maybe another one opening up in another location in Florida? Are you thinking along these lines maybe, or is that too far down the line?
That you're right on track. That is exactly where we're at right now. Our mayor of Ocala is a huge supporter of our ministry, and he actually goes to these mayor conferences and he talks to other mayors about what's going on with Wear Gloves, because the city of Ocala is one of our partners. They employ a lot of our folks to do litter cleanup and parks cleanup around our town. And so we've had mayors of other cities contact us saying, we want a dignity center in our town. How do we make that happen? So we're working on that. That is, it's a big vision, but I believe that it is a vision God has given us and that we're working towards next.
Wow. I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
I am so excited.
Thank you. When
you see God at work, we all should be excited. And of course, it looks different for each and every one of us. He calls us to different types of ministry. And sometimes, mistakenly, so it seems to me, we can classify something as being, well, you know, maybe it's not really a big deal that I'm doing. I have a small ministry, whatever. There's no such thing as being big or small, the way I see it, in God's eyes.
Right.
The value is in who gives you the assignment.
That's exactly right. We do small tasks and God multiplies.
Always. Beautiful. By the way, where do you get your coffee beans?
Our beans come from a coffee farm in central Brazil. We partner with another ministry called Land of a Thousand Hills. That their job is actually to go into impoverished villages and plant coffee farms and employ these villages, teach them how to work a coffee business. And it cuts out a lot of the middlemen and a lot of the other drama that happens in the coffee industry. And we get our beans directly from that farm to our door.
Perfect.
That's great.
You know, getting back to this before we let you go, Wendy, when helping hurts idea, if we enable people, and you guys are the experts on this because you studied it for so long, but so it seems to me, it's kind of obvious when you enable somebody, then you're not really helping them at all. And that's something that obviously you want to avoid. But what you're doing is you're giving them the skills and abilities to go out there and make a difference. But you can't rob somebody of motivation, because if you do, then you're really not helping them all that much.
Exactly. Everyone has gifts and assets that God has already given them. But a lot of our clients have just forgotten that they can do it. So we just come alongside them and remind them and encourage them along the way, look at what you can do. And it just seems like when they are part of the solution, it's much more sustainable and we see much more progress. And it's truly helpful that way.
We applaud you guys for your efforts, but really the main glory and applause, it goes to God, everybody. Give
absolutely.
It up.
Absolutely. Amen.
That is great. Wendy, it's such an honor to have you with us. Thank you for partnering with us with the Curtin Cape Mornings Coffee Blend. It's so much fun, and for the update on what God is up to. How exciting.
Thanks so much for having me, and happy National Coffee Day.
Yeah, right.
Thank
back
you,
at
you. You too.
That's Wendy Cabertle. She and her husband, Ken, have started Wear Gloves, and Dignity Roasters is a part of that ministry.
Hi, friends. This is Janet Parshall, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. Moody Radio is listener-supported radio, and that means you hear us on the air every day because your gifts keep us on the air. If you love Moody Radio, and I know that you do, won't you consider making a pre-share gift right now? And your financial help really does allow us to shine the light of the gospel 24/7 right here on Moody Radio. Here's how you can give your pre-share gift.
Give online when you visit our website, moodyradio.org/Florida.
Wendy Cabertle was hanging out with us from Dignity Roasters this hour to celebrate National Coffee Day. Oh, hey, look who's on the phone line. It's Ginger from Inverness,
Ginger.
Our good friend. Hi, Ginger. How you doing?
I'm fabulous. How are you all?
Good.
We're doing great. Thanks for asking. What's up?
I just wanted to give a shout out to Wendy. I met Wendy recently because out where I live, I don't have internet in her place, and she was fabulous. And I have not been a coffee drinker until I tried their coffee, and it's wonderful. And Wendy, I didn't know if you could share with us a little bit, you know, some prayer request needs.
You know what? Wendy is gone. She had to go ginger, but that's a really, really good question we didn't get to. You know what? We should. Hey, Kay, why don't we just go ahead and stop and pray for the good work at Wear Gloves and Dignity Roasters?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and pray.
Dear Father, we thank you for this ministry that you put it on the hearts and minds of Ken and Wendy, and that they do it so lovingly and fully with all their heart as you would have. And we just thank you, Father, and pray for all the people who go through this program, that you would guide them, protect them, and stay with them. And that we pray, Father, that we would support ministries like this who do such an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. We pray for Ken and Wendy's hearts and health as well in all of this time.
We pray all these things, Lord Jesus. Bless their ministry, and thank you for bringing us together to partner with them. Like-minded people, our brothers and sisters who love you, Lord, and who love others. Ken and Wendy, they do challenge us to follow you more closely, Lord Jesus. Bless them. Can't wait to see what you have in store for them. Lead them, guide them, and provide for them. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
If you're looking for kingdom purpose in your career, and you have a background in clinical mental health counseling, consider applying and joining the faculty of Moody Theological Seminary. Positions are open in both Chicago and Plymouth, Michigan. Use your skills to teach and serve the next generation on how to apply biblical insight and theological training to counseling. Learn more about this position and apply online at moodyjobs.org. That's moodyjobs.org.